This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype here in a moment. With you tonight, you've got Ian
Ridley
and Mark.
Dave Ridley is back. Hey, Dave, welcome back to the show.
That is my name, right?
RidleyReport.com.
Oh, that's right.
Dave,
yeah, Ridley. Yeah, my website, yeah, okay.
Is here. Back again. You were gone for a couple months. You going to make a regular pilgrimage to Colorado to see some family and report on the Colorado bureaucrats and get into their hair a little bit.
Actually, not really. I did focus on some federal bureaucrats while I was there, since they're of interest to New Hampshire residents, and I focused some. There was a Confederate flag burn near me while I was there, and that's of interest to everybody. But I try not to. I am not interested in what Colorado City Council is doing, or Colorado Springs City Council is doing, so I do try to avoid. So, you know, keep it interesting to New Hampshireites, because, you know, like I always say, I've got allergies. Stepping it syndrome. If it's not in New Hampshire, it's not quite real. So,
you are Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report. Our longtime listeners certainly know who you are, but if people are just tuning in tonight, they should go to RidleyReport.com. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Dave, you wanted to talk tonight about something that I've had in my show prep for a few days, but we just haven't gotten to it yet. The story is kind of all over the place, but I have the version from the Concord Monitor. And this is getting headlines all across the United States, and that is there's a library in Lebanon, which is not to be confused with Lebanon, Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right. Here in New Hampshire and, you know, the Northeast and probably around the country, they have a tendency to sort of rename things. First off,
repronounce rather. The
repronounce.
Spelling is the same.
Yeah, you got no business naming your city after some other place. I mean, it's a unique place. It deserves a unique name. Hmm. I mean, for God's sakes, the first mayor didn't have a wife. Name it Charlottesville, or you know. Well, I guess I took that one. Name it. Yeah. Charlottetown. I mean, there's lots of things you can do here. Charlottesburg. There's all of these things, and you don't need to go naming it after some other place.
Well, they did. And
first, they name it after Lebanon, and then they mispronounce it.
So what happened is, according to David Brooks over the Concord Monitor, a public library in Lebanon has found itself at the center of a complicated debate over internet privacy and safety. After questions from the Department of Homeland Security led the library to think twice about participating in the global anonymous web surfing network known as Tor. So what is Tor? I mean, beyond the summary that they've given here.
Well, it stands for the Onion Router.
That's right.
It's a anonymizing service.
Allegedly.
Open source anonymizing service created in part by the government.
Yes, which is why some people really worry about Tor.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of Edward Snowden supported it, and he probably knows a lot more about security than I do.
And it is an open source project, right? So anybody that has the programming chops can go and edit the source, and they can read through it and see if there's any kind of questionable code in there that might allow the government to kind of control things, if you will. I think that Tor seems pretty safe, given the amount of the vast amount of illegal things that are going on Tor and the relatively small number of arrests that come from the world of Tor. Of course, the most infamous has to be Ross Ulbricht, the man who was accused and ultimately convicted and sentenced to life in prison for running a website on Tor called the Silk Road, which allowed people to buy and sell drugs, fake IDs, hacking tools, among other things that might not necessarily be legal in whatever political jurisdiction that you find yourself. And one of the big questions on the Silk Road case was, how did they find the server in the first place? Because the FBI did get their hands on the Silk Road's server, and that was what allowed them to download all the information from the server and, you know,
it's still a secret.
Go through it. Yeah, they never got to that in the trial. They never explained that detail.
We sure are getting off topic.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, it's important to talk about what Tor is if we're going to explain why it matters that the library is going to shut down or has shut down its Tor server. So the way Tor kind of works, and this is a very layman's explanation, the reason it's called the Onion Router is because there are layers in Tor. Instead of being able to trace one computer to another, how they're connecting over the regular internet, Tor bounces traffic between multiple sort of anonymizing servers. And how exactly that works, I don't know. But, you know, it's supposedly like undoing the layers of an onion. And so in Tor, or, you know, on this Tor traffic, when you run one of these Tor nodes, like the library was doing, you don't ultimately know what it is that's being passed through your node. You don't have any control over that. So someone could be sending information about, you know, buying and selling drugs or illegal pornography or bomb-making, you know, kits and things like that. Who knows what, you know, is going on Tor? And I suspect that's one of the reasons why the federal government decided to put some pressure on this particular library and some of the things that they told them. The director of the Lebanon Public Libraries, Sean Fleming, said, "I was surprised at the reaction. They turned off their Tor server last month until the library's board of trustees can decide what to do with the project. The server was the first in the country to be operated by a public library under the Boston-based Library Freedom Project, which advocates for open software and privacy projects for public libraries. Fleming shut off the server after it had run for about a month, with Lebanon police raised the issue with city officials. Fleming said, I can understand the law enforcement perspective. It's a really difficult question. How can you tell if the bad is outweighing the good?
You can't, and you have to let the chips fall where the chips fall.
Well, that's just it. You don't have any idea what's going on. And the, you know, Tor gets a lot of bad press because of the, you know, child porn and the drugs sales and the, you know, various illegal things that go on there. But it's also really useful for anonymizing other things. Like, let's say somebody wants to leak out some information to WikiLeaks, for instance, or, you know, some other kind of thing that, you know, you want to remain anonymous but get something out there to the internet where there's no trace of who it was that actually uploaded this, let's say, damning information about Hillary Clinton or, you know, Barack Obama or George Bush doing something naughty. You know, you don't want that kind of stuff attached to your name necessarily because they're going to come after you. So if you're using Tor as sort of, you know, this refugee protection, if you will, then that could be really helpful to people.
Well, the other thing, the reason I mentioned this as show prep is that we have something we can add to the mainstream press coverage, and that is that either a Free Stater or an ally of the Free Staters is leading a protest tomorrow or a demonstration of support for the trustees and their decision to at least briefly run Tor.
Is the trustee meeting happening tomorrow?
I got the impression from the Facebook post that it was. It says trustees meeting is at 7. We should be there at 6 so more people can see our signs. Also make signs, unquote. But it's a, quote, rally to support the staff and trustees of the Kilton Public Library for supporting free speech online, unquote, unquote.
I think that's excellent. And this is something, this is an issue that is right up the alley of the liberty activists here in New Hampshire, the people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project. And we're three of those people. We're early movers. The people who've moved here are generally very technically savvy. They're people who tend to be in the IT field, many of them, because it's easy, relatively easy to pick up and move if you're an IT person. You can kind of work from home or, you know, your career's flexible enough where your services are in demand. And so a lot of the earliest movers and early movers for the Free State Project work in the IT field. They know a thing or two about Tor. They know why it's valuable, and I think they're the right people to get on this. I'm really excited that they're doing this. Now, when you say it's a protest, sign waving is one thing, but are they going to go testify at this meeting? Is it a public hearing? Can people go and speak to the trustees at said meeting, or do they have to like send letters or something?
I'll check the page and get back to you on that during the show, hopefully.
Yeah. So the spokesperson here at the library, the director, Sean Fleming, says that it's difficult because the whole nature of the project is anonymous. What's going through that server, I don't know. Tor was not actually accessible at the Kilton Library the way the regular internet is available, because the library had not downloaded a Tor browser onto the public terminals. Rather, the library was using a portion of its infrastructure to handle traffic for Tor, which is a peer-to-peer system whose internet traffic has passed or is passed from participant to participant instead of through central systems, making it harder to intercept. We'll tell you more about it, and you can share your thoughts on Tor and privacy and whether you think this library should shut down its Tor server at 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. We're talking about Tor, and a library actually happens to be here in New Hampshire, the first library to ever start running a Tor node. Has now shut it down after being contacted by the Department of Homeland Security. They're going to allow their board of trustees to make the decision as to whether or not this should come back online. Tor stands for the Onion Router. It's an anonymizing system for the Internet. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Ridley.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username here is lrn.fm. Now, ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. If you don't know what Bitcoin is yet, go take some time and check out Bitcoin.com. When you're ready to get started and get some Bitcoin, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can even do it from your smartphone with their app, which you can get from ExpressCoin.com. Now, we're going to want to remember our code. It's coupon code FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live. And that'll save you on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You will pay no transfer fee when you use ExpressCoin.com and code FTL.
ExpressCoin.com.
Let's go to Glenn. He's in Philly. And then we'll talk more about the Tor situation and privacy on the Internet. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dave, and Mark.
Oh, okay. Actually, just some preliminary issues. First of all, the chips always fall between the couch cushions. It's a law of physics. You know, somebody says something about letting the chips fall where they may. They always fall between the couch cushions.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Change
what else
too.
You got,
yeah, yeah.
Glenn?
Also, I'm somewhat puzzled. I'm uncertain about these nomenclature strictures you're imposing on geographic locations. So, like, what about New York, New Jersey, New London, New Amsterdam? Is it okay to use something that's named after someplace else if you stick a new in front of it?
I'm willing to let that one go, sure. You can't just name your... I think it's fair to call it Manhattan Beach, but it really bothers me that it's on the other side of the country, right next to Venice Beach.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about Springfield, right? I mean...
Yeah, there's a lot of Springfields, and I've got to say...
Take me to the state that Springfield is in.
I'm willing to go ahead and grant Springfield to Illinois because they have made it... Is it their capital, right?
Well, wait a minute, but Springfield, Vermont won the Simpsons contest.
I don't care. But the Simpsons is more important than the state capital?
The Simpsons is very important.
Yes, the Simpsons is more important than state capitals.
Who's making the decisions here?
I am.
This isn't a democracy. You guys are my viceroys. I am king of everything.
No, okay. You're not.
All right. So I'm deciding. It's Springfield, Illinois.
If they're old enough, what about Memphis? In Cairo.
That is a really good one. That's the best one I've ever been asked on this question. Memphis. Yeah, I know you don't. That's because you went to the smart school, buddy. Memphis is a very famous place in Egypt a long time ago, but it's gone. I know. That's what's really great about all this. I'm going to say that...
Can you be more condescending?
No,
I really like that.
I can't. Okay. If the city's been gone for 2,000 years, okay, it's good. You can read in. I'm willing to go 1,000 years.
Wow. All right. Very good. Just sure. I'm not too informed. I don't know too much about your talk, but I personally like Tor. The hammer thing's really cool.
The hammer thing?
The hammer of Thor, I think he means.
Thor.
Thanks, Glenn, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Where's Timbuktu?
I have no clue.
Constantinople.
That no longer exists, right? Didn't they change it to Turkey?
Yeah, they changed it to Turkey. That's exactly right. Siam.
Well, Thailand.
No, you're not supposed to answer for him. Oh. He's the one who went to the smart school.
There's another Simpsons line, you know, where Mr. Smithers goes in and he goes, put this parcel on the next autogyro to Siam.
Yes.
Because he's so old, he can't remember that the modern names of things are.
It was a telegram or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
So back to Tor, the anonymizing system for the Internet, where the Kilton Public Library apparently was the first ever
Public Library to operate a Tor node under the Boston-based Library Freedom Project, which advocates for open software and privacy projects for public libraries. And they ran it for about a month before shutting down their Tor node after a phone call, apparently from the Department of Homeland Security, which scared the library operators into shutting it down.
Oh, man, you don't answer the phone when the Homeland Security, it's like you don't open the door when the police come, and if the Homeland right. Security is on the other end, you hang up and ask them if you can talk to them in person where you can record, you know.
I would prefer not to talk to them at all, but yes, certainly better to record a conversation and certainly better to generally not talk to them, period, because it certainly, in most cases, won't benefit you to talk to the police unless you've specifically reached out to them and they're calling you back for something. So I would very much dissuade people.
Well, I guess the thing, yeah, with a phone, it's probably best to ask, you know, would you have any objections if I record this? And if they say no, then you hang up.
Yeah,
I can't talk to you anymore then.
Yeah. I'd still want to have an attorney or something like that present. I mean, these guys are serious business, and
yeah,
you know, if they determine that you've told them a lie, you'll go to prison.
They're the end of your life.
Tor was actually not accessible at the Kilton Public Library. This is a New Hampshire library, but they did have the sort of the back end of Tor running, which was just sort of moving traffic around the internet and helping to anonymize people online. Allison Macrina, former Massachusetts librarian who heads the Library Freedom Project, says libraries are well positioned to run one of these Tor nodes. She says they already have public internet services and can afford some of the bandwidth. An individual hosting this could have some issues. So library connections tend to be fairly beefy. You know, the library probably has one of the better internet connections in your town. And so, allocating 10% of their connection to a Tor node is something they can do without really a big deal. That's what she's saying.
So what kind of connection do you have in order for it to be?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, the larger, the better in that case. So I couldn't tell you if there's a certain minimum that you can operate Tor. I think you could probably run Tor even with a relatively slow connection. But obviously that's going to slow down the traffic that's going through your particular node. Because again, Tor is routing traffic through multiple nodes on its network, and the slowest node is going to slow down all that traffic.
My experience with Tor, when I went on to, and spent some time, I went on to take a look at the first Silk Road just mm-hmm. to see, what is this thing like?
Because it's not illegal to log on to the underground marketplaces.
No, I didn't buy anything there. I just wanted to take a look. And it was slower than Christmas. I literally mm-hmm. would just go back on the regular browser and look at stuff while the next page loaded. It was slow. It's slower than my son getting ready to get in the car. I mean, it's slow.
It's gotten a lot better, but it's still certainly slower than your regular internet.
I did want to mention there's some options here for ways people can help with the situation. Dennis Goddard, one of the New Hampshire Liberty activists, posted a message on Facebook that said, quote, Sean Fleming, the director of Lebanon Public Libraries, said the best way to express support would be to use the library contact form, and he would be reading those submissions into the meeting minutes, unquote.
Did he happen to include a link to that contact
form? Oh, yeah, it's leblibrary.com.
Why don't you send that to me? I'll put it on our Facebook page, and so that way listeners can just go straight there at facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. It'll show up there as well. 855-450-FREE. Try to protect some privacy here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
They found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. We've got other Tor-related news here tonight. You've got the story we started with about the library that shut down its Tor node. The first library to ever start a Tor node has now turned it off after being contacted by the Department of Homeland Security. There's a lot of stories on the internet about this, and activists here in New Hampshire are going to be going to the Board of Trustees meeting tomorrow night, and I did put a link up to the library's communications link on our Facebook and Twitter. So those of you who support privacy and support the Tor system can contact the library's Board of Trustees, and you probably want to do that tonight or early tomorrow so they can have that information for their meeting tomorrow evening and support the idea of, hey, you know, this is a good idea of giving people the right to privacy. And, you know, in this day and age when the government is more invasive than it's ever been into our digital worlds, to actually have a government library working against that invasion of our privacy could be a good thing to have. So,
well, it's interesting how the librarians have stood up against what the Patriot Act and now for people's privacy. I mean, you know, there's some apparently some pretty raw customers there running the old library.
A surprise, eh?
Yep. Yeah. I can tell you one of the greatest anti-war activists that I know is a former librarian.
Well, wasn't there some famous movie about the Middle East where like the librarian takes over a country or something like that because he's such a military genius?
No, I don't know.
It's really good. I can't remember the name of it. It's recent.
Now, one thing you don't need Tor for to do on the internet is to get huge discounts from Amazon. You can go to saveatpurse.com, wherever you are, and learn about how this happens. It's a very simple process. It involves your Amazon wish list being imported to saveatpurse.com and then somebody else basically buying your stuff for you, so you send them Bitcoin. That's the trick, is you have to have Bitcoin to save 20% or more, over or less. It's up to you. You can actually choose the percentage discount you want. The average is 20% over at saveatpurse.com. So if you have Bitcoin, you can save big on pretty much anything you need to buy to live your life through Amazon. I just recently got my record purchase 40% off of a Blu-ray from saveatpurse.com. One of our listeners says he got 50% off from, what was it? He got like a $10, something relatively small.
Yeah, it was like between $10 and $11.
But yeah, he got 50% off. Now, I don't know how likely it is you'll get 50% off when, again, the average is 20, but you can try it. If you're patient, then you're more likely to get larger discounts. So it works really, really well. I've done it a couple dozen times over at saveatpurse.com. And if you don't have Bitcoin, you can still go there and learn about how it works. And this is, in my opinion, one of the best reasons to get Bitcoin. Saveatpurse.com. Law enforcement agencies object to Tor and other systems that make it difficult to trace communication online. This is from the Concord Monitor, noting that they have been implicated in such things as child pornography rings because they allow relatively secure trading of pictures and files. Advocates praise Tor for its ability to provide safety to people who need protection.
You must respect my authority.
Yeah, such as abused spouses or dissidents in repressive countries, as well as providing privacy to individuals. Questions about the Kilton Public Library's participation in Tor were first raised by the Department of Homeland Security, after which they made their way to Lebanon police. And a lieutenant in the police department, Matthew Isham, said police weren't necessarily against the idea of the town library hosting a Tor node. He said, "Our purpose is not to shut this down. Our purpose is to inform, to ensure that all the departments in the city should know about it." The Lebanon Public Library's Board of Trustees, which unanimously supported the project back in June, is scheduled to discuss the issue at its meeting tomorrow night. And, you know, the story goes on here.
Do you think they'll break weak, or do you think they'll stick with it?
I don't know.
When you support something that is not opposed by bad guys, why would you stop supporting it? Because it's opposed by bad guys.
Well, because they may not see the police as bad guys. That's what you're saying the bad guys are.
Yes.
Is that right? I don't think it's fair to necessarily say that all police are bad guys. I don't know if that's what
you're
saying.
They are in one way or another, yes.
Yeah, I guess you can make that argument. I think a lot of them are people who believe they're doing good, though, right? I don't think that
some are a lot worse than others.
Yeah, I don't think that they believe that they are bad guys. And,
well, the Tor is easy to paint as a bad place because of the, well, for me, it's not the, the online drug markets. Obviously, to me, what that means is that those are making the use of drugs, frankly, safer by people who wish to make the choices to use that. But, the child predators and the people sharing child pornography, the folks that have the credit cards, they're selling credit card information, they're selling and those sorts of things, mm-hmm. that use it, they make it very easy to vilify Tor. I think everybody should have privacy. But the problem is that some people, what some people use privacy for?
Well, the authorities make it very easy for you and me to be taken down by disarming us, preventing us from using various services, preventing us from doing all kinds of things that we could do to protect ourselves and stop being afraid.
By the way, the ACLU is going to be weighing in on this. One of their representatives will be there speaking, and they're supporting the use of the Tor node. I think this is going to be an interesting meeting. I wish I could be there for it, but I'll be on the air at the time. Are you planning on going to cover it?
I'm driving all the way up to Lebanon for a meeting.
You're not
but
going
there,
up
like
either?
I said, there is, it's not with anything else. It's about efficiency. What can you do from where you are to support what they're doing? I did invite 150, well, maybe more like 120 New Hampshireites to the event. And they, when I did that, they had only, the Facebook organizers had only, they had only invited about 200. So I invited a third more than
nice.
They had already invited. Well, there's always something you can do from where you are.
Yeah, that's true. And one of the nice things about the Free State Project, the reason the three of us are here together in the studio tonight, because we've all moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20, what will hopefully be 20,000 people who will move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty. We've already had over 1,500 people as early movers as we are here. And so one of the nice things is those 1,500 people are spread throughout New Hampshire, most within the southern tier, and Lebanon is within that southern portion of the state. It's sort of more central, I guess, but still to the south of the middle of the state,
as it's known as.
Yeah. And so there's a fair amount of people already there in the Lebanon area. In fact, the president of the Free State Project up until recently was living in Lebanon. So there are a number of people.
Didn't the founder live in Lebanon?
The founder, I believe, does live in Lebanon, okay. Actually, yeah. So the Jason Sorens could go and speak at this. And there's a number of people that are up there. And so each area, each region of New Hampshire has its own sort of group of activists. And so we don't have to go up to Lebanon because there are people there who are going to be there, likely, because they could walk to this particular meeting. And the more movers we get here as part of the Free State Project, the less moving about the state all of us will have to do to attend these things when things like this come up.
Have we made clear that it's not at the Kilton Library, that it's apparently at the main Lebanon Library?
I went ahead and posted I posted the link to, I guess, the online form so anybody can weigh in on this.
I think that's where it is. I'm not sure.
I imagine they're going to take opinions more seriously from people that actually live in the town. So I would hope that people will physically show up there in real life and come out for privacy in this case. And the story here does say that even if this particular library doesn't turn its server back on, that others will take its place. And I hope that that's true. I suspect it will be more true if they do turn their node back on. If the news comes out that the Kilton Library has decided and voted again unanimously to reactivate this Tor server, that could energize other libraries who are kind of watching and waiting in the wings, like, okay, what are they going to do? Once one person is willing to step out there, so to speak, or in this case, one organization is willing to put itself out there, others may be willing to follow its lead.
What other sorts of places might put up Tor nodes?
Well, anyone can do it. If you have an internet connection, you can run a Tor node.
Right, but you said that you had to have basically a beefy internet connection.
Well, it's certainly better for Tor if you do have a better internet connection.
Right, because it's going to be the slowest as its slowest link.
Correct.
And so you're better off. Frankly, you're not really helping. If they have enough links, then you're not helping by adding another one that's slow.
I guess you could make that argument. Of course, the other argument is that the more nodes, the better in general. Not all traffic is going to be routed through your machine.
The more nodes, the slower.
No, not necessarily. It just depends on which nodes your traffic is passing through.
The helpful people.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The federal government does not like privacy at all. They are very upset about a number of issues on the technical world that increase your privacy and therefore occludes them from knowing what it is that you're up to. They don't like that.
Governments like information. They've always liked information. For those of you who are big Bible readers, Jesus was born supposedly during the time of a census. Well, you know, they just want to count people. They just want to know their names. They want to know where they live. They want to know what they're doing. They want to know what color they are. They want to know how many kids and dogs and cats and doors and bedrooms and everything you've got. They feel like they need to know this information. The reason they need to know this information is they are not a service organization. They are livestock farmers, and you are their tax livestock.
I wouldn't even give them the main question on the census. You know, the one question about how many people live in the house? I wouldn't even answer that question.
I wouldn't even answer whether I've filled out the census or not.
I welcomed the census lady into my house, and every question she asked me, I asked her first and then wrote down the answer on a piece of paper.
And then you answered it for her.
And then I asked her, and when she gave me the answer to the question,
you then answered her
for her house, and then I answered it for mine. I just wanted her to understand what an invasive set of questions this is.
Yeah. Did you get video of that?
I didn't consider doing that. Would have been a good idea. I'm not much of the videoer. You know, like,
well,
it's just
you don't
thing.
Get to pick what's happening in front of you. When it's happening and it's interesting, video is the answer, whether you're a video person or not.
And I did get video. The two times the census came to my front door, did not participate with them. And I explained to them why. It ended up being kind of interesting footage. I thought it was an interesting conversation with them as well. Now, the census certainly by no means is the most invasive of all government bureaucracies. The Department of Homeland Security is the one that is angry about this library that's running the Tor node, or was running the Tor node. Now the library has shut it down, and there's a board meeting tomorrow night as to whether or not they will turn it back on. And that aside, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security at large are also very upset at things like Google and Apple putting in total phone encryption onto their more recent operating systems for their phone's operating system. So you actually have like a level of encryption for the entire device that is now something you can supposedly access from just a default settings in the phone. And the Department of Homeland Security was crying from the rooftops about this, about how this was, you know, going to empower criminals, and that the bureaucrats need to have a back door into all of these systems, which, of course, defeats the purpose of privacy.
Now, what is it that Facebook meme says? The reason our criminals are our heroes is because our leaders are thugs.
Yeah, and this is another thing. I was just thinking about it yesterday or the day before, and it seems like the heroes are getting darker and more criminal in movies and television shows. I mean, from the 80s, you had a lot of cops as the good guys.
I see what you're saying.
And now, they were necessarily
Miami Vice.
Yeah, they weren't always. They didn't always follow the rules.
Uh-huh.
But they were the cops.
Dirty Harry.
And it's getting less and less like the cops are the good guys. And something's changing. I don't know what it is or why it is.
Well,
but
yeah,
those in charge had the power at one point, and it is slipping away from
when the Star Trek movies go anti-government, you know something is changing.
Yeah.
Have
in
they?
Society. Yeah, if you look at the most recent Star Trek film, it's about the Federation going bad and having some crazy general trying to do terrible things to start a war. And
huh. Interesting. I haven't seen the newest one yet. They've got two of them, right? The remakes?
The reboots. This new timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in other news that are related here, the FBI's director is claiming that Tor will not let criminals hide from his agents. Which is a disturbing claim, because there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of things that could get them arrested over the Tor system. FBI's director, this is from The Intercept, which is, by the way, the Glenn Greenwald site. So the FBI director, this is actually Dan Frumkin who's writing on this. FBI Director James Comey said on Thursday that criminals who think they can evade law enforcement using the dark web and the Tor network, which is designed to conceal internet addresses of the computers being used, are, quote, kidding themselves. Unquote. Comey was asked about criminal use of the so-called dark web, parts of the internet walled off from ready access, at a House Intelligence Committee hearing on cybersecurity Thursday. His answer referenced Tor, which was originally known as the Onion Router. Speaking in particular of people who view child pornography, Comey said, quote, they'll use the Onion Router to hide their communications. They think that if they go to the dark web that they can hide from us. They're kidding themselves. Because of the effort that's been put in by all of us in the government over the last 5 years or so, that they are out of our view, unquote. Comey's statement could be read as an assertion that law enforcement in the U.S. has found a way to routinely thwart Tor's system for providing anonymity to users. If that's Comey's intended implication, and if it's true, it would represent an enormous expansion of the U.S. government's known abilities, as well as a significant blow to privacy advocates. But online security experts consulted by The Intercept cast doubt on that possibility, and Comey could simply have been referring to the kind of specifically targeted attacks that have been known to be successful in the past. For instance, a 2013 story based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, described how the NSA had developed attacks against people using Tor by identifying Tor users and then attacking vulnerable software on their computers. But one top-secret presentation titled Tor Stinks stated, quote, we will never be able to de-anonymize all Tor users all of the time, unquote. That's a statement from the NSA.
Yeah.
So you've got the NSA saying, yeah, this isn't a perfect system. We can't really crack it. To the FBI saying, you can't hide, criminals. Now, which one of them is telling something closer to the truth?
I'm going to go ahead and believe that, yes, they can. If they put enough energy and time into deciding who you are, they can figure it out.
Yeah.
However, when you use anonymizing stuff, you make it harder on them.
Oh, I wish it wasn't so much energy and time.
Agreed.
To use Tor.
It's not really that much energy to use Tor.
It's slower than Christmas,
no,
though.
No, it's really not that slow these days.
There are other
days.
Problems,
When's
too.
The last time you were on Tor?
I told you the last time I was on Tor.
A couple years ago, right?
Well, I don't know how long it's been, but whenever Silk Road number one
was 2011.
Still up and running.
Silk Road came out in 2011, and that's probably the first time we talked about it. It was early or late 2011 or early 2012.
Tor's been around a lot longer than that.
I understand that, but you said the last time you used it was when the Silk Road.
Yeah.
The Silk Road was around in 2011.
Yes.
So, therefore, it's probably been 4 years or three years since you used it.
That's the last time I used it.
So, here's how you do it. We'll talk more about the feds and their claims here in a moment, but just to break down, since, Dave, you think it's that difficult. It's really not. You just go and download the Tor browser. You open the Tor browser.
And then you look at a bunch of German.
German?
Yeah, every time I use it, it seems to have the wrong languages.
I've never experienced that at all. When was the last time you used
it? I'm in Brussels or something, you know.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So when you're on Tor, your internet traffic is being routed in different places around the world. And so when you visit a regular website with Tor, because Tor allows you to browse the regular web anonymously, and it allows you to browse what's called the dark web, which sounds scary, but ultimately there's a lot of different content on the dark web.
Dark is light in this current inverted world we live in.
That's a good point. And so the dark web sites end in .onion. So any website that ends in .onion, you can't type that into your regular browser. You wouldn't want to either because it's usually like AQ2 and it's just a bunch of jumbled letters and numbers. So you can't use a regular browser for this. You download the Tor browser, which is so much easier than it was several years ago. Years ago, you had to download Tor and download a browser and go through a setup process with the browser to make sure that it'll work correctly with Tor. And then it was definitely a pain in the butt. It was also super, super slow back then. Now, it seems like there are a lot of Tor nodes that are being run that have significant bandwidth. I've seen downloads coming from Tor that are coming fairly quickly these days. So if you get good connections, you can actually browse fairly quickly with Tor. And downloading the browser is simple. It's already pre-configured for you. So you download this browser, you run the browser, and you have Tor.
That's great. I'm not in Brussels. I don't speak Flemish.
Well, that is one issue. That's these Tor exit nodes. So when you're browsing, I'm glad you brought me back to that. When you're browsing regular websites, they will think that you're somewhere you're not, which is sort of the point of it. And so when you go to Google, it might be like Google Finnish or whatever, or Google German, etc. And there are usually ways to, you know, sort of change the languages on those sites. So I can see that could be a frustration, right? But privacy is something that generally takes time and frustration. If you want to have privacy, you have to be willing to jump through a few extra hoops in order to have it. So if you're somebody who wants to leak some information about the government, if you're a woman who's or a man or whoever is being abused by a husband and, you know, or whatever, there's different reasons why people would use Tor, if that doesn't include drugs and porn, then you're willing to jump through those extra hoops in order to have that extra level of privacy. So it's worth it. And now they've made it easier than it's ever been. Downloading that Tor browser, just go and Google it. You'll get right to the page you need to go to. Just search for Tor browser. And we'll talk more about the FBI's tough talk about Tor. Is it true that they've compromised the system?
It's like what Sun Tzu said.
Hold that thought.
Oh,
it's Free Talk Live.
You searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.